News now from the world of sports, and we'll start in Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox clawed their way back from a 3-run deficit against the Toronto Blue Jays last night, tying the game with a rally in the ninth inning. But they suffered their third loss in a row in extra innings thanks to the arm and the bat of one player. Blue Jays outfielder Curtis Anderson threw out Eduardo Nunez at the plate, Granderson, that is, I should say, cutting down the potential go-ahead run for Boston after Brock Holt had singled to tie the game with the bases loaded. Then, in the bottom of the 10th inning, Granderson struck again, this time launching a walk-off solo home run off the normally untouchable Red Sox closer Craig Kimbrell, who gave up his first earned run of the season, and the Blue Jays secured a 4-3 win. Rick Porcello gave up 3 runs in the second inning, but he settled down after that and ended up striking out a season-high 9, while the Red Sox were flailing against Toronto starter A.J. Happ, who struck out 10 and should have gotten the win but for closer Roberto Osuna blowing a 3-1 lead and the save in the ninth. Granderson's heroics, though, in the field and at the plate rescued Toronto, and we'll see how the Red Sox respond to their first real stretch of adversity now that they've lost 3 in a row in a season that up until now has been, as Mark Breen said earlier in the forecast, all sunshine and lollipops. The Red Sox still own the best record in the majors at 17-5 with Eduardo Rodriguez getting the ball tonight against Aaron Sanchez for Toronto in Game 2. The New York Yankees are trending the other way, now winners of 4 in a row after another blowout win against the Minnesota Twins, an 8-3 victory at the stadium powered by the league's leader in RBIs, Didi Gregorius, who's off to a scintillating start to the year. The Yankees shortstop blasted a 2-run homer, his 8th of the season, and he shared the spotlight with catcher Gary Sanchez, who homered twice in the game. CC Sabathia got the win, giving up just 2 hits over 6 innings. The ball was flying deep in St. Louis as well as the high-flying New York Mets got another win when Jay Bruce blasted a go-ahead and eventual game-winning home run in the top of the 10th inning to give the Mets a 6-5 win. Yoenis Cespedes also got in on the round-tripper barrage, smacking a 3-run blast for the Mets, who are fast putting last season's disastrous campaign behind them. They now sport a 15-6 record that's good for first place in the National League East. To the NBA playoffs, and the Boston Celtics pulled out a critical 92-87 win to give them a 3-2 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks and a chance to win the series if they can get a road win in Milwaukee on Thursday. No team has been able to win on the road in that series yet. The X factor for the Celtics last night was the return of defensive specialist Marcus Smart, who played his first game since March when he underwent thumb surgery, and he played with a splint on his hand last night. Smart came off the bench to score 9 points to go with 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Veteran Al Horford played his best game of the series thus far, recording a double-double, 22 points and 14 rebounds, and Terry Rozier chipped in 16 after 2 lackluster games in Milwaukee. 2 other series came to an end last night, with the Golden State Warriors knocking off the San Antonio Spurs 99-91 behind a game-high 25 points from Kevin Durant. Back in the East, the Philadelphia 76ers are moving on as well after beating the Miami Heat 104-91 to take that series in 5 games. Joel Embiid poured in 19 points and he pulled down 12 rebounds to lead Philly and their fans in the next phase of the Trust the Process campaign. That catchphrase has been the mantra for woebegone Sixers fans who have not had much to cheer about in recent years. Philly won just 10 games 2 seasons ago, and they've not seen the second round of the playoffs in 6 years, but they are getting a taste now. And finally, there is nothing more exciting in sports than a winner-take-all playoff Game 7 in hockey. Or, if you're a Bruins fan like me, exasperated that Boston has blown a 3-1 series lead against Toronto to make this Game 7 necessary at all, there's nothing more nerve-wracking. The Bruins have home ice advantage tonight, but that hasn't meant much in the past. For the Black and Gold, there were home ice Game 7 losses against Montreal in 2004, against Philly in 2010, Washington in 2012, to name just a few. One of the few Game 7 successes, though, in recent memory was against Toronto, the come-from-behind win in 2013 when the Bruins came back from a 4-1 deficit with 10 minutes left in the third to force overtime and win. But if they think they can get away with that kind of thing tonight, they might as well concede the game now. Bruins could use some heroics tonight to save their season, whether from one of the big-name veterans or the impressive youngsters. But anything can happen in a Game 7. Your guess is as good as mine.